I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, peeps? Happy Halloween! Got the crossover, Steiny and Goo in the building! What are you guys dressed as? Radio?
I'm assistant coach.
Assistant coach?
They don't wear jeans on the sideline, dog.
Oh my, Steiny said the same thing.
I need a nice pair of sweats there.
Oh, do they wear chains either? I don't think the Stackhouse wearing the chain.
Mr. Chain, 12 inches, baby.
Oh man, yeah. Steiny, you dressed up as
I dressed up Tuesday as my Shea Gildas Alexander because I have my Canada basketball shirt.
Well, today's Halloween, so why would you do it Tuesday?
Well, because as a station, half our company doesn't come in
maybe
today.
Maybe because I'm a grown-up. Yeah, I said it.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means
pay it off.
Every once in a while, there's a time to put things in the past.
What's in the past?
What's the phrase about when I grew, I left my childish ways behind? Something
I don't
like
know what that,
there's
is.
There's a phrase.
Are you doing like Cats in the Cradle here? What's going on?
Don't judge.
A banger. It's a banger.
All right, I got to change the subject.
Please.
Go ahead. I missed you.
And I don't want to take over the crossover here, but
you
I
go Westbrook.
Hey, it's no, Harden. Let's hear it.
All right, so
MVP.
So Matt Steinmetz, the basketball lover, hit a tipping point last night. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm gonna have two beers with my guy Dana,
okay,
and then I'm gonna go home and settle in to 3 sporting events that I have a personal interest in.
Number 3.
That's
Tulane.
Yeah.
Tulane, Texas, San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
My daughter goes to Tulane. I've seen every game the last 2 years. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I got that. And, of course, I got the Warriors-Bucks. I'm excited about that.
It's a big one.
But then there's also the NFL game on. The NFL with a product that absolutely dominates any other sport in the form of enjoyment. And I also have 2 fantasy guys on my team, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. So I got action. I got action all over the place.
Look at he's smiling.
I get a text from Evan at 4:15.
4:20.
No Giannis. No Giannis. And I said to myself, you know what? This is enough. Enough. I'm not.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
If these guys, he's hurt. Fine. That's fine. He's hurt.
Yes.
If these guys aren't making the investment, I'm not making the investment. And I'm proud to say, and yet I'm ashamed to say.
Because I'm on that side.
I did not watch 1 second of the Warriors. I saw no highlight.
This hurts.
I found out that they lost. I have no idea. As we sit here right now, what the score was or who did what. And part of the show today is going to be, you tell me what happened with that game last night because I didn't watch it.
Well, you're not in Milwaukee. Your boss should call you in and rip your tail right now.
I watched it.
Your job is to watch the Warriors.
I watched 5 hours of sports. It just didn't include
the
Warriors.
He texts me this. I go, you're joking.
I was just so demoralized.
Wow. Steiny, I appreciate your honesty saying that because there was a part of me that also felt like, what? Like, seriously?
They lost, but don't.
No, but this is the problem I have. No, this is the problem I have.
What was the score?
121-10.
121-10. Ryan Rollins looked amazing. That was the story.
Warrior.
Yeah. Don't care. Yeah. Like, this is what I came away with. How do you go from probable to an hour before the game you can't play? No, that's where I have a
but
problem.
But I'll never
with it.
Not watch though. I'll
no, but
never
how do you go
watch.
From probable 95% you're gonna play to actually
it sucks.
We're good.
It
nah,
sucks.
You don't. You're good. That's what I have a problem with. Yeah. And then the game happened. And then they played like Giannis wasn't there. They got humbled. Steve Kerr talked about it. Pajemski talked about it. It took an air out of the sail that for you, Steiny, that's been taken out far too often. It sounds like.
Yes, and their next game, I think, Saturday against Indiana. I will approach that.
Haven't won a game.
I'll watch that game.
I'll tell you right now, Halliburton's not playing in that one. So I'm just I know that.
All right. But no, it was a one-time thing. I got super demoralized, and I was like, I'm watching the two games that I also have a connection to, and I've watched 1,000 straight Warrior games, and I was like, I'm not doing it tonight.
Did Tulane win?
No.
Was it a bad game?
Well, they got smoked. But
okay,
we had some of my colleagues benefited from that.
So Thursday Night Football also was a stinker. So Tulane was a stinker. Actually, the Warriors game was probably the best of the bunch, to be honest. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. but I really had an interest in the other two. Okay.
I appreciate your honesty. You know what I used to call that?
What?
Well, like, I'm going old school 95-7 the game territory. That's called pulling a Rick Bucher.
That's our buddy teammate. Rick.
Yeah.
That's your old teammate.
He wouldn't watch football games.
Well, he would like rewatch them 10-minute highlight packages before the game. It was pretty obvious. I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Hey, God.
Come on. I will say this to you. Okay, so you didn't watch it.
No. Nope.
My big takeaway watching the game, as I was frustrated, Curry's an all-time legend. Yeah. And it's the first time this has ever popped in my head. And I'm not saying that you don't get a Denver Nuggets type of a comeback the way that he did without some stinkers here and there.
Yeah.
But it was the first time I can ever remember where this thought popped in my head.
Mm.
Kind of wanted a little more Kuminga and slightly less Steph Curry.
Mm. Wow.
Down the stretch.
Wow.
I thought that Kuminga had a turnover and they kind of went away from him for a variety of reasons. I think Steph turned into, hey, I'm going to make something happen, which has always worked for many, many years, and it will work again down the stretch. They used Draymond as the high picker multiple times. They doubled it. Draymond got the ball back. He's not a threat. They have a 4-on-3 advantage. He throws it right back to Curry. He's continued to be double teamed, and they end up either taking a poor shot or turning the ball over.
Mm.
And I just keep coming back to, boy, Kuminga was the mismatch problem yesterday, and he was cooking, and he wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
I just wanted to maybe see him as the screener getting downhill, because right now, to close out games, as a playmaker with the ball in his hands, I do think Kuminga is better than where he was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
No doubt.
And it's something that they need to do a little more often.
Yeah, he had 11 field goal attempts, and it sounds like you're saying he should have had 18 or 19.
Well, Maybe just a couple more. Like, I don't think it's that. He had a pass to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy hadn't even cut to the open spot.
I saw it.
And it was beautiful. And I go, dude, he has not made that. But I'm not saying that he sucked before. He just hasn't seen the court that way. He had a move on Ryan Rollins. Yeah. He felt him on the left side, spun the other way, finished on the other side of the rim. A lot of little things are coming into focus for Jonathan right now. And I came away saying, Steph, I think by year's end, you need to, I'm not saying every possession goes through JK. Just use him as that screener as opposed to Draymond late in game situations, because Dray's not a threat to shoot.
Yeah, and I'll say it, and Stani, you can back me up. We did the pre and pros for a couple years when they had Durant. We could go to sleep in the first half, and the Warriors were going to be up by 20 and win the game by 15.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is Luka can go for 43. We can see Gordon go for 50. But when Ryan Rollins – goes for 32-8, I got a problem.
Yeah, but that's the NBA. Guys have nights.
No, but when you're the Warriors and you got this collective of talent, there is no way that a Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks should beat you.
You know what they
did? Especially when I'm screaming and other fans the first 4 or 5 games of the season like we got action.
I'm
just saying, Butch, things happen. You're right. But Ryan Rollins giving you the business, that was Geritol Warriors yesterday. The energy was not there, and that was me Saturday morning at the gym. And when I come here on good days, I'm like, they're above this. I watched that whole game until the final minute, like, they're gonna pull this out, and they just were lethargic.
Well, like, I Ryan Rollins was on fire. He has a pick and roll. It's 104-106. He has a pick and roll. He gets Horford out on an island. It was like, boop, step back, bang. Okay.
Horford looked bad yesterday.
And then Rollins gets pressured after the pick and roll missed layup by Steph. I thought he forced that layup. He was looking for a foul. He didn't get it. It was a great no call. It's a great no call. We never give the refs credit. Great no call. Rollins is pressured. He throws it to Miles Turner. Bang. 3 right in Horford's face. Horford wasn't good last night, and I like Horford, but he was a step slow. They did it again on another pick and roll, and then A.J. Green gets the second chance at it, bang, another 3, and then Rawlings again on Horford, hits the midi. So Kuminga went from the 702 mark to 157. He didn't touch the ball on offense.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm
they
not
were
saying,
down three
I'm not,
going into the fourth. I'm looking at the box score for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm not, my man.
I'm not trying to pretend like everything needs to run through Kuminga. That's insane. Yeah. That's insane. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is the Steph high pick and roll with Draymond is not as impactful right now as the Kuminga pick and roll with Steph Curry. Because Kuminga's playmaking is good, and he's a threat off the dribble to do something in the lane. Dre in the fourth quarter, he just doesn't. Yeah, and I'm not knocking. He's an all-time
and
legend.
Kuminga had five turnovers, so I'm just saying.
I hear you. Two of them, one I thought he got a foul call. The other one was the travel call, which was weak.
Yeah.
And then he got that one stripped away from him around the 7 minute mark.
That was when they went away.
And that's when they went away from him. Yeah. By the way, we're going to be talking about the Warriors at the Warriors Summit next Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warriors season. We're going to be doing a little bit different this time around. 9 games into the season at that point. So we got Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4. So, all the hosts from 4 to 6. Jack's Restaurant and Bar live November 6th. Be there or be square.
I thought Jimmy Butler was terrible in this game. I thought he was just non-existent. Right. Didn't put his imprint on the game. Right. Steph tried to force a pass to Jimmy. That was a bad pass. Threw it right out of bounds.
But they had some height to put on him, and I think that's kind of his
the
kryptonite.
The East has done that to him.
Yeah,
Miami's done it to him. The Knicks did it to him. I don't know. They seem to have a better feel against him. But I want to ask you this. Why is it, if I even suggest that Kuminga gets a couple more touches, you think Draymond's washed?
Are you hearing
that? You think Curry sucks? Well, I'm a Warrior fan.
Yeah.
I just want to do whatever. If Quinn Post had it rolling, stick with Quinn Post. Yeah. He didn't.
He didn't.
You know what I mean? Like, if Jimmy has it rolling, go through Jimmy. Why does it have to become you hate this player or this guy's washed? Why can't it just be, here are some subtle adjustments that I might have done in this situation?
Well, the good teams feed the hot hand when they're going. Like, the championship teams will do that. Yeah, so if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's not getting it going, hey, Jalen Williams, take it over. Or Chet Holmgren. Like, it's... Jonathan Kuminga is going to have to be like that too. Like, and I get it. He hasn't won a title. It's new. It's fresh. But there's a reason why you need JK, Pods, Moody. And by the way, it looked like Moody's thumb. I don't know if it's still bothering him. He didn't play very well yesterday. But like, JK is the young guy. These are the types of games you need to lean on the youth if your old guys are clearly checked out, which is what they were yesterday.
Well, they need to get Will Richard on the court more. His defense at the top of the key is, you know.
12 good minutes to me.
I think a little less Pods, a little more Will Richard. I'd like to see a little more balance between their two playing times.
So the one thing we talk about with the Warriors is when we talk about their young players, a lot of times we say, well, whoever left the Warriors and
popped.
Yeah. Are you telling me that Ryan Rollins could be a guy? Like, I'm looking at his numbers. He's averaging 19 a game.
He was traded, waived.
Yeah. Like, I know he didn't do this right after the Warriors.
Yeah, he had a foot injury, too, with the Warriors. I believe he didn't play at all that year.
Yeah, I don't think he played much, if anything, at all. But
no, it was a horrible trade. I think we can all agree, independent of whatever Rollins does moving forward, you gave a first-round pick, Jordan Poole, Patrick Baldwin, and Ryan Rollins up for the carcass of CP3 just to let the contract expire, and you lost the slot. Like, right there. You know, that was a terrible trade.
Glorified salary dump, as Slater put it. You're listening to 95% The Game, KGNC FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. It's the crossover right now. Steiny and Goon Studio.
What team is Patrick Baldwin even on?
If he's on a team, I think it's the Wizards.
Is he?
Maybe the Pelicans PBJ. If he was in that trade.
Where is he? Look him up.
He's on the Clippers. You guys are all wrong.
What?
Oh yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
He's on the San Diego Clippers.
I would have never guessed that.
He's on the G League. There you go. The Clips.
I would have never guessed that.
Let's go.
Speaking of the Clippers, I didn't get this take off and not take.
Give it to me. He's already stalling out with the clock. He looks up. He's like, hey, quarters.
4 more hours to go.
I guess he's been a productive player, but this guy has stunk against the Warriors for so long, I can't believe it. He Brook Lopez.
Well, he had a good game against the Suns the other night.
I'm sure he did.
Right before the Warriors.
He is so lousy against the Warriors.
I thought you were
going to
say Kyle Kuzma.
That was my initial
Quinn
guess.
Quinn Post reminds me of him. Like a Timu version.
Oh.
I think Post might be more mobile.
Well, I mean,
now, probably.
Lopez is 700 years in the league.
He was a defensive player of the year candidate, and when he plays the Warriors, he's literally like the worst defender on the floor.
That's awful.
The night that they beat the Milwaukee Bucks in that fourth quarter when they came back, remember that?
Yeah.
He was awful. 2 years ago?
James Wiseman? He's out there. Should the Warriors have interest?
No.
None?
No, he's not better than the three centers they have.
I kind of was thinking, like, is Quentin Post that much better than James Wiseman?
Yes.
That
what
much?
Does that tell you when he keeps losing his job, though?
I don't love
Post
Quentin.
Post can shoot threes.
Yeah, I like yeah he can, but yeah. I don't love him currently. I'm all over the place with
well,
him.
He was good the other night.
Agreed.
But I think he's going to be a player. If he's not making shots, he's probably not going to be able to help you most times.
Pod should have started that game to me, and I get why Milwaukee had length, but the Warriors' energy is what bothered me.
You know, it was really bad. Bobby Portis killed them.
No, yeah, and Portis, Bobby Portis.
Turner, Stiney, I love him.
But what about the Warriors' defense? Is it age to where pass it three times and somebody, they might miss it, will be open for three?
That's the league
That's
as a whole.
That's what I don't like, though.
This is why, okay, we were getting
running
into this,
out there, no, jumping
but,
up the jump.
But, Goo, we were getting into this conversation, like, and this is just my basketball principles, and I'd love Steiny's opinion. Yeah. When one guy dribbles and there isn't any movement, you're infinitely easier to guard. Everyone's got their eyeball on the ball. There's no movement. There's no back cutting. There's no nothing. Okay. Even the triangle. Everyone said, oh, you know, Kobe, he's a ball stopper. They ran the triangle offense. You're passing it into the block. There's split action. There's movement. It's hard to guard. Okay. You're going inside out. All right. When Harden is just dribbling and holding the ball, you are easier to defend. He's excellent. Yeah. I'm not denying that. When you're all moving around and it's frenetic and they're switching and there's ball movement and you don't know where the ball is going, as a defense, you're now in help scramble mode. So you're closing out, you're jumping in the air, you're all over the place, and so you're going to stress the defense.
But they had no Harden. When I'm looking at, your boy played like
Ryan Rollins was getting his shot off the dribble.
But I'm like, man, Spadoni, this is about to be ugly, and they win
the
game.
They have one perimeter defender right now. Kuminga. Right. That's why Will Richard needs to play more. Mm. He's a second perimeter defender.
Ryan Rollins.
What happened to Moody last night?
Yeah.
He wasn't good.
No, well, he's got the thumb, too. He's questionable. Oh, they're saying he's still sore from that.
He can't stay in front of anyone on the perimeter. I think
he's not the worst at it, Butch. Pods, when you get the point of attack, your D is done.
Pods plays way too deep. Like, seriously, out past the three-point line, it drives me insane.
It's like, what?
It drives me insane. Do you know the personnel you're playing?
Is that what's most concerning right now is the defense so far? Like, everyone's talking about, like, waxing poetically. They're 4-2 right now.
I think it's just a night to night. You don't know because you're older.
Yeah.
You don't know the energy. Yeah.
The guys have
scored. But even in the wins, like, you're letting guys, like, 50 burgers.
But when their offense is good, they're able to set their defense up. They're able to relax. When they're missing and live ball turnovers, they can't get back fast enough.
Curry played 35 minutes.
He did.
They tried to win that game.
100%. I thought he was bad in the first half, too. Am I wrong? Everyone thinks I'm not trying to crush him, but Steph was bad. It's
okay.
He wasn't
very good yesterday. Five turnovers.
And they weren't.
It's interesting because, again, I'm looking at the box. So he's 8 for 19. That's not great, but not terrible. He made 4 of 10 from 3, made his free.
What do you have, 6 turnovers, 5? What do you have?
Five turnovers. He and Kuminga had 5 turnovers.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
I think 4 in the fourth quarter. Yeah. 3, 4 in the fourth.
Felt like it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's
plus he has a couple of these what I call shot turnovers. Like, I get for you. I get for you when you hit that.
Right.
Everyone's like, yes. I'm like,
What'd you guys think of Vitello's presser yesterday?
I like him.
Yeah, I'm open minded to him for sure. He sounds like at least he knows what he knows. The challenges.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In front of him, it feels like, and he's wide-eyed about it. We don't have any examples of these in baseball. We have them in basketball.
Tim Floyd.
The two guys
Larry Brown.
I remember Carlissimo and Patino.
Mm.
And they both came into the NBA, and they just, I'll just coach like I did in college. And just didn't work.
Yeah.
But it seems like, it's a long time later.
What about Brad Stevens?
That's the guy I brought up. See,
are you counting Coach K in the Olympics?
No.
Okay.
That doesn't
come
count.
Come on.
Super team.
Like, you have to walk the middle. You can't come in. Like, the thing I think Brad Stevens, what works for him is he's really understated. but he's clearly not meek.
Uh-uh.
So you can't be arrogant, but you can't be meek either. And it's that middle ground that Vitello's going to have to kind of win over. But it feels like he's going in with his eyes wide open, and he knows the shortcomings he has.
And he knows who he is and who he's not, and that's what I appreciate. Well, I call it Mike game.
What I loved is him basically acknowledging, he's like, yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. Like, it might be good. I have no idea. Like, He's not going to lie to us and say, yeah, it's fine. I'm going to be homies with all these guys. It's going to work fine. He was being real. It's like, yeah, I have no idea. My mom is probably telling me to tone it down. Yeah. My dad's probably telling me to go harder. Like,
did they ask him who his, like, staff was going to be?
No, he's been having conversations, but no hires yet. Because to me,
what you build on, like, I've used this reference over, like, Sean McVay at whatever, 32, brought in Wade Phillips. He's done it all. He's been a coach. He's a guru. He doesn't have to worry about defense. Yep. Bring that guy in. He can teach me things. I can learn stuff. He's got pelts on the wall. Who is going to be the pelts on the wall guy on his dugout staff?
But Buster was up there. He said it's ongoing. But I'll say this, Butch.
Who would you bring in?
Man. Not Matt Williams, because remember, he was part of
the
it.
Windmill?
But seriously, I'm thinking,
the windmill?
I don't know, Butch. We're going to see how they put it together. But one more takeaway I have is the fact that he said mom's dad told him to take it up a level. That lets me know that you're not one of these coaches or players. You coach youth sports. It's very difficult to get the kid to shoot that's scared to shoot. Mm. I'd always, Eddie House, love to coach the kid where I say, hey, Butch, you got to dial it down. Yeah. And Vitello has that fire. So if it's not going to work with major leaguers and they're looking at him side-eye, I like the fact that he's got to turn the furnace down as opposed to turn the furnace up and be something you're not.
I would agree with that. You have to have the main guys buy in. Like, that's number one. But people are acting like, he's going to make Rafi Devers drop a bunt on a 3-1 count. Yeah. Like, well, he's not that dumb. No. Like, can we?
Or he's going to chew him out after a 4-strikeout game.
Like, Rafi's kind of like, hey, everybody just leave him alone.
Exactly.
You know, boost his ego. Give him a little pat on the butt. Get out there and go swing. You know?
You guys got any action tonight? Halloween night? Friday?
Not a ship.
Okay. Yep.
What's the worst candy?
Candy corn. It's the worst.
Without a doubt?
Licorice.
It's malted milk balls.
Thank you. Whoppers suck.
Yeah, they're awful. They're terrible.
What's your favorite?
Just give me two. I have two.
Okay.
Two different kinds.
Straight salt.
No, just a straight chocolate Hershey bar.
Sweet tarts.
Yeah. Sweet tarts are good.
Skittles.
I'm not mad at sweet tarts.
Are you a campfire s'mores guy?
Not really. I don't need the marshmallow.
Okay, I'm with you. Marshmallows are weird.
No. Roasted marshmallows, you guys out?
No, I'll do it, but I don't. It's not like I gotta do it. Yeah. Yeah. I will do it.
You're a big Christian Pulisic guy then, right?
Oh, sure.
What does that mean? You get that reference?
He's from Milton Hershey. He's from Hershey.
Thank Did you give these two before we go saying. The review of Billy Idol? Which
the
I have yet to hear.
Billy Idol. I was so happy that you were able to go to that concert.
Some people were hating.
Good for you.
Some people were hating.
Who was hating?
Now, the streets say some people were hating it, my man.
The streets or the studio?
But the streets or the studio.
Studio gangsters?
Yeah, the studio.
Oh, I already called a couple of them out. Play my beat.
Oh, here
on
we
the way out the door.
You got a beat for this? What?
400 degrees, bro. Hey, me and Goo about to do the pop culture pod. It's going to go off.
I hear it.
No limit. I'm just going to say this right now. I'm about it, whatever you want to call it. 90s underground cult classic. Goo, am I wrong?
No, this is incredible.
What is it?
I thought you were had some work.
About it?
Who sings it?
No, Master P. Okay. Richmond, California.
Is he the guy who claimed that he could play in the NBA
yes.
and they gave him a tryout?
Toronto Raptors. Yeah.
I don't like stuff like that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see.
Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.